All right. Hey, Chase, you can hear us okay?
Yeah, you got me?
Yep. All righty. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. We're now joined by Chase Elliott, our second place finisher in the number 9 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. Chase, can you talk us through those final laps there and getting the second place finish?
Yeah, it was obviously, you know, pretty wild there at the end, like it always is. You know, really hard to know what's going to go and what isn't, and really unpredictable from my vantage point. Just kind of happened to be at the right place, I feel like, to make up some spots on that last lap, and was in a position where I didn't think me making a move on William was going to benefit myself. So it was, you know, better to, you know, kind of stick to him and get him shoved out in front of the 11 and those guys, and you know, hope he would be able to hold on from there.
All right. Well, we are going to take questions for Chase from the media. As a reminder, just click the participants tab and raise your hand. We're going to kick it off here with Stephen Conley. Go ahead, Stephen.
Chase, Jim Campbell has made it clear over the last couple of years for the Chevys to work together specifically at these restrictor plate tracks. Did that plan work out as well as you guys had set in place, or do you feel that you really had to just kind of go with whatever line was moving and who was there to work with?
Yeah, honestly, this week was a little different from our vantage point. I feel like there was less like, hey, we need, you know, this is what we have to do, but it was more of, hey, this is the objective, and kind of left it to the drivers, which I thought was a little better personally, just because, you know, not every circumstance is always going to work out when you're just trying to stay nose to tail the whole time. But there are instances where you can pick and choose who you want to help and who you don't. And I think just knowing the objective and kind of letting us have a little bit of free rein there was really good. And Jim has been, you know, really laid back and open to trying new things. And I thought that it was better as a group for us tonight. Not because we won, but I thought in general we were a little more fluid, which I think is a good thing at these races.
And we heard on your radios there on that final lap to stay with your teammate. Was there ever any other thought in your mind of doing anything different?
I mean, yeah, I was looking for an opportunity for myself for sure. I never saw an opportunity that I thought was going to benefit me. There were a couple opportunities that would have probably hurt both of us. But I didn't see a scenario, and maybe there was. I'm certainly not the best plate racer, but you know, maybe there was a spot for me to make it work for me and go on to win. But I, at the moment in time, didn't see that developing. So, you know, tried to give William the best shove I could and go on down the road.
All right, appreciate it. Good luck in the playoffs.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to take our next one from Cole with Popular Speed. Go ahead, Cole.
Thank you. Hey, Chase, congrats on the runner-up finish. You had a front-row seat for that incident between Reddick and Kyle. Many guys were criticizing him for being too aggressive, so I kind of wanted to know your opinion on that move and that style of racing late in these types of races.
I mean, yeah, it was aggressive for sure, but the same guys who complain about aggression are the ones who are rooting and shoving you out of the way at the next plate race, so I've been on the other end of that about, you know, those people jumping down your throat about that stuff. And I just don't, you know, they'll be the ones doing it to you and taking advantage of you if you don't give it back to them. So, yes, it was a little aggressive, but, you know, at the same time, I think the guys who win those races are aggressive too.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we'll take our next one from Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Chase, congrats on the runner-up finish tonight. Based on this race, obviously it's the last race of the regular season. This race has previously been in July. Do you think the date change for Daytona being the last regular season event had any effect on the intensity of the racing as it got later and later?
Well, it certainly made for better storylines leading in. You know, this race being in July, I feel like it just kind of got, I don't want to say swept under the rug, but it was just one of those things that kind of came out in the wash by the end of the regular season. But with where it was tonight, obviously it just put a lot more emphasis on tonight and more emphasis on the situations that the guys around the bubble were in. And that's really tough. That's a tough thing to come down here and have to perform. I think it's really honestly near impossible to guarantee that. So, but ultimately, you know, there were however many races before tonight to get yourself in a good position to not be on the bubble like that. And ultimately that's, you know, what it comes down to. I mean, to me, the one person I feel the worst for is Jimmy, not because he didn't get in, but because the guy had to miss a race, you know, and how much of a setback he had is why he was on that bubble position. So that's the guy I feel for through all that.
Thanks, Chase. Good luck in the playoffs.
Thanks.
All righty. We'll take our next one from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Chase, what do you think this win can do for William Byron? I mean, winning his first race, first cup win in this type of fashion under that type of pressure.
Yeah, you know, he honestly, I thought he did a really good job. You know, he performed under fantastic pressure, I feel like, in the Xfinity Series, too, when he was coming along, which is, you know, you're never, if you're racing for wins, you're never going to escape those situations, which is a good thing. It's a privilege to be in those spots. But, yeah, he did a good job. He had good opportunities there at the end of the race and made the most of them and went on to grab his first win. So, I mean, you know, more than anything, just happy for him. I feel like they've, you know, ran well over the years and been close at times, and you know, cool to see that team go to victory lane. I know some of their picker guys were guys that I worked with when I was racing the Xfinity Series, so kind of a small community there, but yeah, just happy to see him do good and happy to see him get a win in the 24 car. I think that was really cool. That was something I really wanted to do, because the only other guy to win was Jeff in that car, and I thought that would have been a really neat honor to join him. So I think he should really embrace that, and that's a really cool thing, in my opinion, that he should definitely think about, or one of y'all should mention to him maybe when you interview him.
And looking ahead to the playoffs, what do you think you need to do, or what will be the key to kind of get over the hump of, you know, of getting to the championship?
Yeah, I think just winning more consistently. You know, we see the 11 and the 4 and those guys winning about every other week. And when they're not winning, they're running second or third, right? So you got to be doing that, and you got to be up front more often. You can't, you know, you can't hit it 1 week and then be off for 3 weeks and then hit again and then be off for another 3 weeks and expect the cards to fall your way. So I think for us, you know, I look back to how we started the season, and I thought we were running really competitively. Is that a word? Competitively. I felt like we were being, we were really close to where we needed to be. And you know, after the break, I felt like we fired off good, and then it seems like we got behind a little bit. And then this past week at Dover, I thought we were better than what we had been. So we just got to get that consistency that we had at the beginning of the season, and then when the break was over. And I think that we could compete with really whoever.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Chase. Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the finish, and we will see you at Darlington.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.